Moncrief on News Talk.
According to a recent study, 42% of Irish workers admit to not taking their full complement of holiday leave, even though employers are obliged to ensure that they do. So what's going on? We're joined by Caroline Reedy from the HR Suite. Afternoon, Caroline.
Afternoon, Sean. How could possibly this many people not be taking their holidays? I'm sure you're wondering.
Yes, that was what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, ultimately, I think, first of all, it's a big number. And especially when people value their holidays and their downtime so much, I think we're all surprised to see that that amount of people are basically hoarding their holidays and not taking them. And there's a few key reasons for that. One is a lot of people are saying they find it really hard to switch off, and it's easier to still keep an eye on your holiday, while you're on holidays, still keep an eye on your emails, or maybe just take some small amount of time off, because when you come back, the workload is so much. And in other cases, people are gathering their holidays to say, look, do you know what? I'm going to wait until I have a big occasion to take them rather than taking ad hoc days here and there.
Yeah. But then again, they still have to take these holidays within the space of a calendar year, I assume.
Yeah, like I suppose holidays are either the tax year, which is the April calendar, or the calendar year, depending on the organisational setup around holidays. And in most places, you can carry over a small number of days, you know, to facilitate, you know, people who might want to, for example, take over 5 days, something like that, small number. But what we're finding is a lot more people want to kind of plan their holidays to suit kind of key occasions. So, for example, bank holiday weeks are hugely popular because people really maximise the number of days they have to take off around public holidays. But then not all organisations can give people holidays, because the deal, I suppose, is they must be booked in line with business requirements. And more people are not taking all their holidays as a consequence. And instead, they're taking like ad hoc days, couple of days off together. But what used to be very common was people took a spring week, 2 summer weeks and a winter week. That's not happening as much. And because people have a lot more flexibility in their working arrangements, people are working a lot more flexible hours and not taking their holidays as much as they used before.
Now, a couple of things strike me from just what you said there. The first one, that cohort of people who feel that if they go away for too long, the work is just piled up on their desk. Isn't it the responsibility of an employer to make sure somebody looks after their workload while they're away, or otherwise it's not really a holiday?
Absolutely. And in theory, you're 100% right. They absolutely should. But a lot of the time it's down to, is the manager a good manager who is responsible for making sure that there is cover? And in most organisations, it's down to the staff that are left when the person's gone on holidays to kind of take that extra workload as well. We also have like an increased piece of legislation, the right to disconnect, which was introduced because when people are working remotely more, again, they find it harder to be able to switch off. And the right to disconnect means that employees are entitled to go on holidays and not be disturbed, not be expected to check their phone or check their email. And I'm sure, Sean, none of your listeners would mind an emergency call, you know, to say, oh my God, listen, quick question for this one emergency that's after coming up. But if somebody is expected to check their emails in the morning and in the evening, you know yourself, you're distracted then by the email that has a problem that requires work to be done to it. And as a consequence, people are not getting that rest and recuperation. And in effect, they're not going to be as productive as the people who actually properly get to take their holidays.
The other thing is that, and am I correct in this, it is the responsibility of the employer to make sure that employees take their full complement of holidays. And I'll be interested to hear any observations from listeners. Has anyone ever had that experience that their boss has come up to them and said, you know, you have another 3 days to take off, you better take that off? Does that happen really in the real world?
So it is the employer's responsibility. And ultimately, you can't get paid instead of taking your holidays. The only time that can happen is when your employment terminates. But even part-time employees who might be working over the summer, they're entitled to their holidays pro rata to a full-timer, and they're entitled to book their time off the same as anybody else. The issue, I suppose, occurs where maybe somebody hasn't taken their holidays and the employer can give 30 days notice to say, Caroline, I need you to take your holidays these 2 weeks or these 3 weeks. But we all know that is the worst possible scenario, to be made forced to take holidays where you have no plans, or maybe you know it's an expensive time to go away and it mightn't suit you or your personal arrangements, etc. So it really highlights the importance of the organisation, I suppose, proactively facilitating holidays to be taken, but also the employees taking responsibility for making sure that they aren't, I suppose, trying to, you know, manage the emails while they're supposed to be off, and very much trying to make an arrangement in advance to make sure they get that proper break they're entitled to.
Are there particular sorts of jobs, Caroline, where this tends to happen more than in others?
Yes, absolutely. Jobs that have a lot of deadlines, like accountants, for example, it's nearly a case that there's never a good time to take holidays, because you've got month end, and month end is just over, and then you've month end coming again. And then other types of jobs where, for example, there was one case that was taken, and the lady was a vet of a specific type, and it was a case of, look, you can't take your leave because we can't get someone to cover for you. So again, ultimately, the organisation can do that maybe for a couple of weeks to facilitate them to get somebody, but it can't be something that is dragged out. So specific types of jobs, without doubt, are more problematic than others. But also then in general, managers who are maybe not good at managing the workload and leaving it to the employee to manage themselves. And as a consequence, the employee feels that they need to be checking their emails. And I think that kind of scenario is quite common, especially now when we've got our email on our phone. Our work phone is being used potentially as a personal phone as well, and the lines are definitely a lot more blurred.
Yeah. A few people actually have texted in to want to know, does leave really lapse at the end of the year? Does that depend on your employer, whether they might let you carry it over or not?
It depends on the employer and it depends on their policy. But like, I suppose the legislation says that the statutory amount of leave, which is 20 days holidays, you're entitled to take within the year. And I mentioned it could be two different types. It's the April year or it's the calendar year, depending on how the organisation manages holidays. But officially, the carryover policy can be, you know, a lot of companies now give additional days holidays. And, you know, we see some of the US companies with kind of, you can take as many holidays as you want once your work is covered. But then that's nearly a case of, well, that's not meeting the statutory obligation. And people will often say it's actually more challenging because you can't organise for your work to be covered. I think a lot of employees now, we value our time off. I know myself, I love taking my holidays, and being able to fully switch off means you really get to enjoy your time off, and then you're able to face back into work fresh and rejuvenated as a consequence. So it's definitely one of those things. Employees will get burnt out, they'll get frustrated, morale will be impacted, both for those that are covering for the person and for the person that's off. So it's definitely an area we need to reassess our company practices, because it's no good to have a great policy if in practice it's not actually happening.
Yeah, and because I suppose everybody wants to take their holidays, you know, and we're coming up to that period now. The schools will be closed at the end of this week, if some of them are closed already, I imagine. So suddenly there'll be a rush of people who want to take holidays all at the same time. How can that be managed effectively, and that not everybody gets to do that?
No. So usually in most organisations, holidays are on a first come, first serve basis within departments. So basically it's, you know, in line with business requirements. The business also can say, let's use the example there of the accountancy firm. They can say, look, you can take the holidays these 4 days because this is our year end, for example, or this is a particularly busy time. But outside of that, it should be a case that people can book their holidays in advance. And most people like to book their holidays, particularly their chunky holidays, well in advance. But officially, you shouldn't book your holidays until you've approved the time off first. And in most organisations, then there's flexibility about people needing a day or a day and a half, you know, here and there for other events they may have going on. But it's an important one that you feel you've got that positive, you know, environment where you can take your leave in line with what you need. And again, you're clear on what the boundaries are around that as well.
And in terms of the boundaries around that, because someone did send in a question about this. If you've got a kind of a working from home deal, can you say, I'm going to feck off to Spain for a week, but work from home from Spain? Is that, you know, technically kosher to do that?
I love the idea of it, Sean. Honestly, I think this time of year we'd all love it. But most policies have, if you're working outside of the country, you need to let your employer know in advance. And that goes through a different approval system. Most companies now do allow some time abroad, but again, depending on the type of work you're doing, IP addresses, data protection, you know, firewalls, et cetera, would need to be in place to facilitate people to do that. So it's definitely not something that somebody can do without getting the appropriate approvals. And again, the employer should make sure that that's kind of, I suppose, clear in their policies as well in advance, so everybody knows that they must flag that. Because it's a really good point, Sean. More and more people would like to do it for sure, and did do it maybe during COVID. So it's something that has kind of, I suppose, there's some custom and practice in place as well. But definitely check with the employer in relation to that.
Caroline, thanks very much for talking to us today. Caroline, excuse me, Caroline Reedy is an expert in employment law at the HR Suite. Anne-Marie says, my husband never takes his full entitlement, partly because I don't get as much allowance as him, so he doesn't see the point in being off if I can't be. And also, controversially, he thinks the public sector holiday allowance is too high. Kind of sweet, you doesn't take holidays if you're not there. And Helena makes a very good point, actually. I'm probably not the only one who listened to that piece and felt similarly. I really don't think that lady about the HR and holidays is talking about anyone who owns their own business. I work for my husband and his business partner. I've worked with them for over 20 years. Taking holidays is not a given when you're constantly trying to keep other employees happy, even though I am only an employee, but I look after all the payroll as well as other things. It's very hard to switch off, impossible to switch off, when you have people to pay, suppliers to pay, jobs to get out, all on deadlines, and especially when you're a small fish pleasing the bigger fish.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.